If you have one of these 12 symptoms, it is time to take action. In over 14 days, you can fix it. I'm gonna show you how. Do you have one of these 12 symptoms though? If it is, it could be making a major impact on your health, on your energy, on your weight loss, a whole bunch of others. What can I do if you have these things? These are spot on problems indicating liver issues. So do you have one of these 12? Let's take a peek at this. Number one, stick the tongue out, look in the mirror, hold your phone up right now with your camera, right? Then check, is there a white coating on your tongue? There's naturally just a little bit, but there's kind of some extra. And could you even scrape some of that off? If that's the case, I'm talking to you. Could be a little yellowish either. Second warning sign, abnormally bad breath. Don't nudge your husband right now. Things have been a little stinkier than normal. Number three, are you just sluggish? You know your normal energies. You know what tired feels like. You're just more bogged down than normal right now. That tired fatigue is more than normal in the recent history. Has there been weight gain? Okay, number four, weight gain happening. Even if you've been trying to maybe lose or eat clean, it's just not really happening. It's going the wrong direction. Number five, has there been extra nausea more recently? Maybe just like, you know what? Yeah, after eating, I haven't felt as good, especially if you're having like a heavier fat type meal. It's just not sitting well. Number six, has digestion really been altered? Like poor, it's hard to get out. You're not feeling good. There's a lot of irritation there. Digestion has been poorer than normal. Headaches, been getting a few more of them and experiencing some headaches. Number eight, some pain in the gut area, especially on the right side. Taking a deep breath in, it's like, you know what? Yeah, that kind of is uncomfortable. Maybe below the ribs in that right-sided area. Is there some pain happening? Number nine, have you had some recent breakouts? Maybe skin, acne, a rash? Sometimes it's like little ones on a hand, kind of itchy, scratchy, or maybe on the fingers is a very common spot, like just little bumps. Maybe not a lot of them, maybe a couple. Maybe it's a bigger rash. Maybe it's a breakout of acne. Number 10, speaking of skin irritation, have you had some more eczema type scenarios or even rosacea? But maybe you're getting some patterns and some flushness through here. Maybe you just got a really itchy scalp or itchy area of your legs or arms. Skin's kind of flaking. Maybe you got a lot of dandruff going on. Maybe you got some, you know, some scabbing. Number 11, is there increased cravings outside of the normal, wanting dessert, you know, late night, relief from timing of the day, emotional stress, but there's a few more cravings. You've been really craving sweets or maybe carbohydrates, blood sugar, maybe fluctuating more than normal, or even triglycerides fluctuating more than normal. Or maybe number 12, you've received this exact diagnosis of fatty liver. My friends, if you have any of those 12, these are the red flags that your liver needs a detox. It is screaming at you, please help me out here. And the good news I have for you is your liver is incredibly regenerative. And I'm gonna show you how in 14 days, you can clear up nearly half of the problems in your liver, a 50% upgrade. Normally I talk about just a 1% improvement, but a 50% upgrade in the biggest detoxifier in your body. Imagine what that does to your energy, to your skin, to your overall feeling of pain or stiffness or headaches, how it can make an impact there, let alone stimulate some good healthy weight loss, detoxing your liver, okay? Three main steps. If you've never gone through this, I'm gonna put an advanced liver solution training below so you can really dig into all the aspects of taking care of what I would call the most important detoxifier in your body. It is responsible for cleaning out the blood and out the digestive system and dealing with all the toxins, right? Now the kidneys are filtering blood, but this has got to, you know, what's getting absorbed, what's not, what's left in the digestive system. We've got to get all of that out of there, turn it into a fat soluble waste, get it in, dumped to the colon, and get it exited. There's a lot that can go wrong there because there is two main phases of breaking down those chemicals, attaching them to fatty acids, and then dumping them into the liver. Inside the Advanced Liver Solution, I go deep into this. The other component is to produce bile, store bile in a gallbladder, dump it into the colon so it can break down fats properly. Some of you are missing one or it is very, very sluggish. Now, what causes that is overeating, eating too much. Our portion sizes and our frequency of eating, very detrimental. Number two, way too many sugars and carbohydrates that we're eating. So, and then number three, the most common that people think of is alcohol. So those three, if you've been drinking too much, eating too many carbohydrates and sweets, or eating too much in general, especially fast food and bad fats, your liver's full of fat. Over 100 million Americans have this issue. The warning signs of it is the ones we just started this video with. How do we get it out of there? It is very straightforward and very simple, okay? Number one, make a specific food list. Eat only those foods for just 2 weeks, 14 days of just focusing on lowering the source of unhealthy carbohydrates, cleaning up the sources of rancid oils. When you take those two steps, you are having crazy impact on your liver from a perspective of not putting so much of a burden on it. So that food list, very simple. It's in the link below when you register, okay? That food list, that's step number one. You're just eating, picking off those foods, whatever recipes or however much of those foods you wanna eat, you're good to go, okay? Number two, you're going to simply drink, and I actually did this for the whole last week just because I wanted to all day long. I made a big jug of it, but at least one glass of lemon water every day. Now, I just drank lemon water throughout the day to accelerate this process of just giving the liver a good old cleanse. And so I just made a gallon of it, took it with me to work, sipped off it all day. I was just sipping on lemon water, full of vitamins, full of minerals. Love lemons. So much goodness in there. They contain a lot of phytonutrients that help to bolster the immune system and fight free radicals. So at least one glass of lemon water a day. You could sip on lemon water all day long and do a little fasting, which will accelerate part one. So the easiest food list for the liver is just to do some extended fasting when you're not eating, supplement it with lemon water that you're sipping on all day long, and coffee can also help stimulate that bile production and the cleansing of the liver. So I just stayed with coffee and lemon water for drinks, but the food list, you can certainly eat during this. If you want to accelerate it, do a little bit more fasting, but at least sip on one glass of lemon water each day. I would encourage a cup of coffee in the morning, make sure it's organic so you're not putting pesticides in. Those two, and then finally, we've got to get the proper minerals, nutrients, and herbs into the liver. So it can flush it out, provide what's needed for each phase of liver breakdown of these foods, and then galvanize it to protect it in the future. So the main nutrients that do this are proper B vitamins to convert the foods in phase one. We also want antioxidants, so the building blocks of what's called glutathione, which is the street sweeper of the body. And so you take the building blocks of that. These are amino acids, glutamic acid and cysteine, glycine. Those three make up glutathione. So now we've got extra antioxidants, we're helping it fight the chemicals of the body. We've got B vitamins breaking down, helping to break down those foods. Now we've got to convert them into a fat soluble form so we can push them out to our colon. And so I like choline. I like lemon balm, the lemon, you know, side of things. I like artichoke. I like black radish. These foods really help to stimulate that process and provide the nutrients for the liver to break things down. Then we want to get it into the colon where we want digestive enzymes, and we want extra bile in the form of bile salts to help break those fats down so we don't feel so nauseous or poor digestion. We want to eliminate our foods and get the toxins out of us so we can get our energy back. Follow the food list, add the lemon water, maybe a cup of coffee each day. Or if you do not have a gallbladder, it's very important to take digestive enzymes and bile salts just to help the digestive system, help the breakdown of fats, and help out that liver that's working so hard. When you think about a white tongue, bad breath, feeling sluggish, weight gain, feeling nauseous, poor digestion, headaches, pain on the right side, breakouts of your skin, eczema, cravings, blood sugar issues, creating fatty liver. How many of those symptoms so many of us have? I want to support that liver quite a bit. So those resources are below for you to know, do I need a liver cleanse? Well, if you have one of those 12, it's time to detox that thing. It's a very simple three-step process. Eat foods off this list for 14 days. Take a glass of lemon water each day, or even more lemon water and coffee. Add in the cleansing nutrients to support the phase one, phase two, and the exiting phase three of the liver. To go in depth on that whole process, I made a free training for you where I take about 2 hours and break down all parts of the liver and understanding it and really diving into it. That also comes with a guide that helps you to know exactly the food list, the lemon water. And so those are all broken down below. Just click on that link. You can register, go deeper into it. Is it time to focus on your liver? When it only takes 2 weeks, I like that. That feels really doable to me. It feels like something like, okay, I just eat foods off this list. I don't feel so restricted. I just gotta just pick from this platter here. Okay. I'm gonna drink some lemon water. Cool. I'm just going to buy a bag of lemons and squeeze one, juice one in the morning. Or maybe you want to juice two and put it in a gallon of water. You know, it's up to you. And maybe add a little coffee. Just make sure it's organic, right? That seems like a simple process to make a massive impact on the liver. What studies show? a 43% reduction when you do that in the fat in your liver for 2 weeks. 43%! So if you've got elevated liver enzymes or a known fatty liver problem, or you're feeling any of those 12 symptoms, there's a simple solution for you. The link is below so you can dive into it. I believe that liver health is incredibly underrated. And I also know that the medical community can't give the liver anything to help it, because if you give it a drug, you may make it worse. So there's not much that can be done. And so a lot of you are just struggling with it, but there's an easy solution where you can make a huge impact, shows the research, in 2 weeks. So check that out. Use the resources below. I'll keep giving you simple solutions to experience real health. Check out my next videos for the next steps.